The story of Yusuf and Zuleika. Wilt thou not hear, Zero beloved, the tale of Yusuf and Zuleika? Zuleika, to the feast wilt thou not come, dainty meat wilt thou not eat? In season or out of season, come thou to me, wilt thou not hear, Zero beloved? 7 rooms have I in the palace, in my longing for thee have I prepared them, sit thou, I pray, for but a moment, wilt thou not hear, Zero beloved? One by one she herself in the idol house covereth each idol with a veil, wilt thou not hear, Zero beloved? Yusuf, on what hast thou put a veil? What hast thou displayed to us, Zuleika? It is my God that I have veiled, wilt thou not hear, Zero beloved? Yusuf, there is but one God. Cast from thy mind the blind dualism. He is burning bright as a lamp, wilt thou not hear, Zero beloved? There is but one God who hath manifested himself in glory. What purpose can there be in a stone, wilt thou not hear, Zero beloved? The holy Yusuf fled, and after him ran Zuleika. Yusuf fleeing, Zuleika pursuing, cried she, is it thus that thou shouldest act, wilt thou not hear, Zero beloved? She caught him by the neck, she made an accusation against him, they went before the king, wilt thou not hear, Zero beloved? Bazizimisra was the king, and he had enmity against Yusuf. Yusuf is in prison, no one heareth his complaint, but he will be released by the power of God, wilt thou not hear, Zero beloved? When Yusuf was put in prison, there were their old prisoners, they each saw a dream, to one he interpreted it, saying, of a surety the king killed thee, and the king did kill him, to the other he made interpretation, saying, thou wilt become the king's chief clerk, then, sir, I beseech thee, bear thou me in mind. The prisoners saw a dream, the interpretation turned out true for them. On the morrow they were released from jail, wilt thou not hear, Zero beloved? King Azizimisra saw a dream, Azizimisra became terrified by the dream, he awoke, and there was made proclamation, wilt thou not hear, Zero beloved? What was the purport of the proclamation? Among the priests, among the calendars, among the saints, among the mendicants, can there not be found one learned man, wilt thou not hear, Zero beloved? Of what science was a learned ruin required, one who could interpret this dream that had been seen by Azizimisra? His servant said to him, the holy Yusuf knoweth how to interpret a dream. Mighty is Yusuf in interpretation of dreams. Verily he is the remedy of all pains, wilt thou not hear, Zero beloved? They brought the holy Yusuf, and the king said to him, I have seen a certain dream, tell thou me the interpretation thereof. Said Yusuf, what didst thou see? Replied the king, in the first place saw I 7 dry water springs drinking up 7 full water springs. In the second place saw I 7 unripe ears of corn swallowing up 7 ripe ears. Again I saw coming 7 lean kine, and they were swallowing up 7 fat kine. Tell thou me the interpretation of this. And Yusuf said unto him, a famine will arise. And my master said, Yusuf finished telling the interpretation, and as he did so the power of the famine seized the king. He felt hunger, and cried out, give me food, although that was not his time for eating. Through the power of the famine he cried to them, speedily bring ye it to me. And people say that they hastened forth, and brought him food. He ate it, and cried, bring ye more. They hauled it to him in cauldrons, and he ate it, but could not be satisfied. And people say that for all he ate he died of starvation. They say that next day the viziers gave forth this command, let all ye citizens descend tomorrow to the Id plain, and he to whom the royal elephant will bow, and on whose thumb ring the royal hawk will alight, shall become king. They say that they went down to the Id plain, the elephant came, and bowed to Yusuf, and the hawk came, and alighted on his thumb ring. So Yusuf became king. Majesty he displayed. He sent for the elephant, Yusuf became king, wilt thou not hear, Zero beloved? Zero wab, the blacksmith, well recite thou the praise of Yusuf, ever, as thou goest recite the creed, wilt thou not hear, Zero beloved?